Family fun at this year's Boat Show and Fishing Expo. 14 local dealers are offering huge discounts on current stock with all boats rigged and ready. Truckloads of discounted fishing tackle, water sports gear, seminars, trout fishing, Oklahoma bass tub, and more. Fun on the water for everyone. Tickets available online or at the door. Details at ncboatshows.com. Central Carolina Boat Show and Fishing Expo, February 21st through 23rd, Greensboro Coliseum Complex.
Life is better with a boat.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is really the only Florida man story you probably need today. A Florida man ran over an alligator with an SUV to save his neighbor from being eaten. A Florida man and his dogs are lucky to be alive because they got attacked by gators. The man was in an 11-foot gator's mouth being dragged away when his neighbor drove his Lincoln, his SUV, over the gator. He threw it in reverse and went back right over that gator. Rick Fingerit of Florida, his two labs, they were walking usual route past a pond. They stay away from the water, but this thing came at them 10 miles an hour. The guy tripped, and then the gator got him in his jaws. The dogs were frozen in terror, so his neighbor saved his life with an SUV. Third hour next, Carol Wolf will be joining us. Stick with us. This issue with the planes. So I'm not, we talked about the Toronto crash and the Delta crew. Was it a Delta Endeavor crew?
Yeah, Endeavor Air.
And I know that they've been real big on, you know, on, then they'd put out a video where they were talking about unmanned flights, meaning it's all women.
Yes, they did.
I'm going to need, so I can't be completely blamed solely, I'm going to need everyone to let me know on a scale of 1 to 10, how straightforward do you want me to be with you on this?
Can I choose 11?
Well, Kane says 11. I don't know what the chat chooses, but
I think they're going to go with 11.
They may not. You've got some very sensible people in that room.
I don't know.
You got some of the rabble rousers. Like that's true.
I feel like the chat is mature enough to take the 11 truth.
Okay.
From
well,
you.
We'll see what they say. We'll see what they say. But this crash in Toronto, and thankfully there were no fatalities or anything that came from that. But there's a lot of interesting stuff, though, that has come out in the meantime about the crash and about how they conduct business. And one of those, I mean, you have the Endeavor flight crew, and they've been really big on having it, I guess, what, all ladies? I don't know. They wanted a lady,
yeah.
All-lady flight. So they called it an unmanned flight. They I don't know. I don't know how much that contributed to what happened in Toronto. Separate from that, what I am going to say, and if you're offended by this, I am not Dora the Explorer and I may not be for you. If I get on a plane and it's all broads, I'm off. I ain't dealing with it. I'm not dealing with it. If I get on a plane and it's a bunch of broads that are trying to make TikTok music videos of themselves instead of preparing the damn plane for flight, I'm off. Now, I say that because they literally did that. So there is a video out there, and I don't know how much of it we can play because of all the copyrighted music on it. Well, yes.
Yeah. We can play maybe a couple seconds of the music, but then we'll turn that volume down so you can kind of see the
okay,
absurdity.
First off, can I just interject? The chat is entirely irresponsible. They said level 20.
Level 20?
Yeah.
I have
things catch on fire at that level.
Newfound respect for the chat.
You are inciting them, sir.
I'm not. I'm just agreeing
you
with
you guys out in Rumble, you ignore what he just said.
What?
Lorraine says it's 15 to 20. Okay. If I get on a plane and it's a bunch of bitches doing MIA, you know, live fast, die young, I'm going to get off that plane. That's what's going to happen. So these chicks made a video, and I don't know if this was directed by Endeavor's flight crew or if these chicks decided to do it themselves, but they did this video that they put up on TikTok, and it's them jamming to a bunch of different songs, including MIA, who's an artist that I liked before it became popular for scenester conservatives to like her. MIA's 2013 single, Bad Girls, which has a story behind the song and the accompanying video. So they did this, and Juan can show you some of it. They did this video where I guess they were, they had the mom from The Incredibles. They used, which was, they used her lyrics, and then they were playing MIA's Bad Girls at the beginning of this video clip. And they were talking about unmanned flights, and it's all the ladies going through. Look, the ladies checking the plane, the ladies here, the ladies dancing, and oh my gosh, I just cannot. No offense, girls, but this does not inspire passenger confidence. I don't, and I don't even know if any of these women were the ones that were flying the plane. Say this is so. Okay, full stop, full stop, full stop. We're going to talk about the video in a minute, but why are you making a video about a plane using a song that talks about dying? Like, right in the first measure. Why? Why? Why do that? Look, we're going to live fast and die young. Great motto for a plane.
Fly with us.
Fly with us. We're going to die young. What the hell? What is happening? Who's directing this? Gosh, is it Captain Extensions? I don't know. So, why? That's not the best song choice. Sidebar, why they didn't use Paper Planes? I don't know. MIA sung Paper Planes, which was made very, very famous by Danny Boyle's film that included, what was it? It was like the game show. It was set in India. And it was talking about like the rags to riches, getting around the class system, all that stuff. That actually would have been more appropriate. But they decided to use this video. Why did they decide to use MIA's 2013 Bad Girls? Here's why. When that video came out, at the time, Saudi Arabia did not allow legally women to drive. Women could not drive. Very patriarchal society. Women could not, like, drive. They could not get in a car and drive themselves to a doctor appointment. They couldn't do any of that stuff. So MIA, and she got a lot of criticism because they were saying that she was using Arabian stereotypes in her video. And I think that those people are just being stupid and sensitive, because to say that she's, you know, somehow cliche is asinine. But her video was a protest music video against Saudi Arabia's then ban on women driving. And I say then ban because when they got the new king in Saudi Arabia, he changed that. And he does, and now women can drive in Saudi Arabia. But at the time when they were doing this video, and it was about basically they had Saudi, presumably Saudi women, it was filmed in Morocco, and they were on this like desert dirt track, and they were drifting and doing all kinds of tricks and stuff like that. And it was a bunch of Saudi men that were watching these women racing cars. And it was supposed to be this, you know, kind of fist in the air. Yeah, well, women, you know, Saudi women can't drive. Here we are. You know, we enjoy this just like anybody else. So it was kind of like a protest video. So hijacking that song and trying to say that it is a great soundtrack to women in the United States who are free to do whatever they want to do, and actually making what I think is an inherently reverse discriminatory video where you're celebrating women doing basic stuff that doesn't need to be celebrated. And this is one of the things I don't understand about the insipidness of feminism. Basic bitches doing basic stuff. Woo. Why do you have to sit here and celebrate and high five every time you do a basic human activity? Stop it. If you don't want there to be two levels, then stop acting like you're specialer than everybody else just because you have a vagina. I'm so done with it. That being said, that was so dumb to use that song because it's not even comparable, number one. Number two, it is absolutely asinine that you're making a video about flying a plane and you're talking about dying in it. And then several months later, you literally flip a plane out of the sky. I don't know if abroad was flying it or not. I'm just saying, it's not a good look. You know, it's not a good look.
It's like they could have used, like, what, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen? Like, is there a worse song they could have used for that?
I mean, it's like using a Buddy Holly song, you know, while you're making a video about coming and flying with us and you play a Buddy Holly track. You see what I'm saying? It's just dumb. And then it makes me question, if you know so little about music, then what else do you not know about? Right? And I don't take any of this seriously. If I'm getting on a plane and if it's going to be all women, give me a bunch of like all butchy German ladies. Okay. I'm going to trust that more than I will Extensions McGee. Does that mean to say, I don't care. I'm just going to trust that kind. I'm going to trust that more.
That's that level 11 truth we've been looking for.
I mean, I can go harder. I mean, I'm so tired of this, like, girl boss, shut up. It's annoying. If you constantly have to tell everybody you're a boss, guess what? You're not. You really aren't. So All Family Pharmacy provides the prescriptions you need, and they have a doctor that signs off on the prescriptions. They can send everything out in, like, what, 2 to 4 days, overnight, too. They can overnight it if you really need it. But they have customizable orders. They have emergency kits tailored to your needs, and they support your medical independence. So I use them, like, for instance, over Thanksgiving, I was getting serious sinusitis, and it was turning into strep. And I'm like, I am hosting Thanksgiving. This is insane. And I immediately was on allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. First time I did use code Dana10, and I got my 10% discount off my entire order. But you can get, you know, they have tons of different medications. They even have ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine as well, tons of antibiotics, over 200 other essential medications. And I ordered what I needed, like amoxicillin, azithromycin. And, you know, the again, medical professionals, doctors are like, this is, you know, how you take it. This is the, you know, the dosage, et cetera. But it's simple, fast, and affordable. No insurance, no problem. The pricing's straightforward. And it's all from the USA. None of this stuff is input from China. It's not outsourced. It's made in the USA, so you can rest easy. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, promo code Dana10. That gets you 10% off. Don't wait. Put your order in today.
Break the winter ice and get ready for family fun. The Boat Show and Fishing Expo is back. Wake boats, pontoons, fishing boats, bay boats, sea-doos, truckloads of water sports and fishing gear, and much more. Fishing seminars by pro angler Tim Horton, Captain Jerry Dilsaver, and more. Tickets available online or at the door. Details at ncboatshows.com. Central Carolina Boat Show and Fishing Expo, February 21st through 23rd, Greensboro Coliseum Complex.
Life is better with a boat.
Family fun at this year's Boat Show and Fishing Expo. 14 local dealers are offering huge discounts on current stock with all boats rigged and ready. Truckloads of discounted fishing tackle, water sports gear, seminars, trout fishing, Oklahoma bass tub, and more. Fun on the water for everyone. Tickets available online or at the door. Details at ncboatshows.com. Central Carolina Boat Show and Fishing Expo, February 21st through 23rd, Greensboro Coliseum Complex.
Life is better with a boat.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, first, and we got Carol Roth coming up after headlines today. A Caledonia area daycare apparently got in trouble for using melatonin spray, and they are promising parents that it won't be used again. What in the world? So they say that parents are upset after this daycare center in Michigan sprayed kids' sleeping mats with melatonin without their knowledge. Yeah, you can't be doing that kind of stuff. That's goofy. They said they used Dr. Teal's sleep spray with melatonin and essential oil. Some of that stuff smells like liquidized hippie. Stop it. Nobody wants to smell like a dirty armpit. Nobody wants their kids to lay down on a cot or a mat that smells like that. And they said that it's not been approved by FDA, like that matters, for using by kids. Don't be spraying stuff on other people's kids where they sleep. Stop it. Just do your damn jobs. You know, tire the kids out with activities and they'll take naps without having to use a sleep aid. Idiots. Wow. What is this headline? Okay. A restaurant called, it's actually called Chubby Chicks. In Philadelphia, a restaurant called Chubby Chicks is the business owner is claiming she's being bullied by people who are not happy that she's there. And they said it's a very fancy restaurant. We don't want our fancy area. We don't want a place called Chubby Chicks there. What does Chubby Chicks do? Because the article does not say literally anything about it. And I'm like,
I envision large portions.
What?
Large portions. That's it? That's what the restaurant does.
That's all it is? Well, what's wrong with that?
I envision that. I don't really know because, like you said, it's not in the article.
Yeah, I mean, like, what? I'm going to look this up. What is with the... I mean, if that's all it is, then why is that a big deal if it's just larger portions?
I guess they hate the name.
So, they don't like the name. And the restaurants, there's one publication that said they're dividing the neighborhood with upset patrons. I don't even, good grief. If it's not like a strip club of fat chicks, then what's the problem? You know what I'm saying? That's what I first honestly thought it was going to be. And I'm like, why do I care? I don't know. The folks at Kel-Tec, who've always been continued to redefine the game with cutting edge design and performance. So the PR57, which is a 5.7, it's an innovative rotary barrel, makes it the lightest one on the market. It is 40% lighter than the next 5.7. It's amazing. And they do that, again, with the rotary barrel and then also the unique top-loading design. So they replace the traditional magazines with stripper clips. So you have a slimmer carry profile, but you also get a 20+1 capacity. It's low recoil for ease of use and accuracy. And it's perfect, actually, for everyday carry. It really is. I mean, it's like the 5.7 I could actually conceal carry. And the MSRP, only $399, so it's super affordable. First of its kind from Kel-Tec, the PR57 Rotary Barrel Pistol Chambered in 5.7. Visit KeltecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Break the winter ice and get ready for family fun. The Boat Show and Fishing Expo is back. Wake boats, pontoons, fishing boats, bay boats, sea-doos, truckloads of water sports and fishing gear, and much more. Fishing seminars by pro angler Tim Horton, Captain Jerry Dilsaver, and more. Tickets available online or at the door. Details at ncboatshows.com. Central Carolina Boat Show and Fishing Expo, February 21st through 23rd, Greensboro Coliseum Complex.
Life is better with a boat.
80% of the Doge money saved needs to go to paying down the national debt, and the other 20% needs to go right back to the same people who sent it to DC in the first place, taxpayers like you and me. Doge is set to save $2 trillion over the next 2 years. There are 78 million tax-paying households in America. That means that $25,000 per household is what's being saved by Doge. $20,000 of that goes towards the national debt, and the other $5,000 needs to go right back to households in the form of a Doge dividend, a check saying that the federal government misused your funds. We abused them. We sent it to the transgender opera in Colombia. We did not do right by you.
I need a whole segment for that. So this is James. Mark that for me. I got to come back to that. That's James Fishback. He's this entrepreneur. You know, he's a money dude. And I want to set up the whole narrative that's trending today about Musk and the $5,000 to every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the U.S. of A. Because this came up on social media, that guy's video. And there was a conversation and Musk had responded. And all he said was, you know, I'll ask the president or I'll talk to the president, I think was his tweet. So he never said that he liked it or that he wanted to do it, but that doesn't stop these over eager reporters from, you know, mouth breathing all over their keyboard and going, oh my gosh, this is what Elon Musk is personally himself mulling over, giving $5,000 to everyone. And he didn't actually say that. He just responded to someone, like acknowledged what they said and was like, okay, then, you know, I'll say something to the president about it. That's, you know, or I'll ask the president is what he said. And it is a real creative stretch to say that he's mulling sending all Americans $5,000 checks. And that's what Forbes ran with. So wanted to set that up because that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. It is so stupid. It kills brain cells without alcohol. It is dumber than heels on Crocs. It is that stupid. Ask yourself, when the last time the government sending checks out to everyone worked well? Oh, the COVID checks. There was no waste, fraud, or abuse there at all, right? That was all A-OK. What about those STEMI checks? Every time the STEMI checks have gone out, that's always been great, hasn't it? This is why I say, and it's not Musk's idea. The media just wants to set him up to go at him. He responded to someone else who is proposing the idea. Musk didn't endorse it. You know, good grief. So the reason it's dumb is because have you seen our deficit lately? We are on the edge of a cliff. I mean, I know that what's his face? John Kennedy down in Louisiana says this is a joke. I'm not kidding you. We actually may all be living in the desert eating cat food at some point. I mean, that's a very real possibility. And I don't know if it's going to be like cane, like the kind that you have to, you know, put water in and basically bring it back to life, or if it's going to be the crappy burnt kibble. I don't know. But at some point it's going to happen. Stock up, y'all. You got to remedy. You have to pay down the deficit first. That's a real thing. We're taxed to death. We have zero incentive to be burdened more after learning how badly our taxes have been wasted. I mean, it's an asinine proposal. It's not something that's like saying, okay, well, we're $500,000 in debt. You know what we're going to do to remedy that? We're going to get rid of our Amazon Prime subscription. That's right. Woo, we feel so much better. Let's go to the casino. That's what that is. That's how that works. It's true. It's a completely accurate comparison. And why would everyone get $5,000? No, I paid six figures in taxes. Do you realize that there are more people who pay into the system than not? No, not everyone pays their fair share, and the people bitching about it are the ones who don't. So this is, and you, if you think it stops at 5,000, people will keep demanding more and more and more. You have to pay down the deficit first. That's the biggest issue. The other issue is you have to immediately stop this stupid government spending. It is the fact that you have no idea what all we're spending money on is proof that we're spending money on things that we shouldn't be spending money on. I mean, you know, everything should be Article 1, Section 8, cut it to there, cut spending. You would have, oh my gosh, your coffers would overflow. All throughout history, whenever taxes have increased, revenue to the government's actually decreased. This has been even back in Kennedy's day in the 60s. He actually understood this, which is why he was a proponent of tax cuts and less government spending. Of course, he would have been, you know, quasi-crucified today, but that used to be where Democrats were, if it gives you any insight. No, we have to have tax cuts, and then we have to cut government spending, and we have to pay down the deficit. It requires an austerity that, frankly, I don't think this nation has the stomach for. I don't think we can do it. In fact, I would bet everything on the fact that we're not going to do it. I know that you want to hear something super happy. You get, you know, your retired, semi-retired goth, former, not really former Daria, to just give you the straight truth. That's my perspective on it. I don't want to set you up for a great emotional fall, because I feel like if I tell you anything different, I'm lying to you. Now, I don't really think that it's necessarily a reflection on the administration, although in some part it can be. Trump has an amazing bully pulpit. If he so chose, he could use that on all of these people that are dragging their feet in Congress. You know, we have these big fights about, you know, who's going to be in what seat. And, you know, I cannot stand the power jockeying fights. I think it shrinks brains. It does. It shrinks brains. It shrinks your jimmies. How about that? Like, I don't know how else. It makes everybody low T and estrogen dominant. I don't know. It's a horrible thing. I can't stand the power jockeying. Everyone wants the cocktail invites. They want to be power adjacent. They want to be pictured at the White House. You know, it's so dumb. I just want to be left the hell alone and leave my money alone and just govern responsibly. And I think most everyone wants that. And I think there are some Republicans in Congress that want that. But it's irrelevant because they're weak. They're all so terrified.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.